social media management is notorious for being high pressure, competitive, and changing literally every day, which is why it isn't surprising that most social media managers get burned out within the first 2 years. So how do you keep going? How do you stay up with the latest updates, protect your mental health, and build a successful social media management business that supports your lifestyle goals? Whether that's working from home with your kiddos or jet-setting around the world, that's what this show is all about. Welcome to Social Media Manager Confidential. I'm Shantae Gorman, founder of a six-figure social media management agency and mentor to social media managers. And I'm here to dish on the ins and outs of the social media management world without any of the gatekeeping that can come along with it. You'll learn, you'll laugh, and you'll leave each episode inspired. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there, welcome back to another episode of Social Media Manager Confidential. We're trying something new today, and that's a series on visibility. There's going to be 5 different parts to this, one released each week for the next 5 weeks. We're covering things like video editing, graphic design, tools you can use, running ads, and today we're starting off with strong hooks, specifically how to write ones that don't suck. If you're into this series, let me know by leaving a 5-star rating and review on whatever listening platform you're using. And if you hate this series, I don't have to finish it. I won't be offended. This podcast is supposed to be helpful to you, so just let me know if I should continue. P.S. I hope you're having the amazing day you deserve right now. And if not, I hope that listening to this helps boost your mood even a little bit. Okay, here we go. Let's get into writing hooks that don't suck. First off, if you aren't familiar, a hook is that little curved piece of metal that you dangle in the water and use to catch fish. And the way we're using it in marketing is in reference to that, where you have a thing that is designed to catch people or their attention more specifically. There's some discourse about what a hook is or isn't, but typically this is the very first thing that you see when you see that piece of content. It's the first sentence out of someone's mouth, or it's the very first line of text on the video or graphic. This is what you're using to grab your audience's attention and get them to be like, this seems interesting. I need to know more. Some people are saying that hooks, specifically for video, can be things like ASMR, movement, or video editing styles, but to me, that actually classifies as pattern breaking, which is a different tactic. It might stop the scroll for a beat, but if you don't have a good hook immediately following, you'll lose me. I'll go into pattern breaking more next episode. That's in part 2 of this series of video editing. So we're all on the same page. Let's assume that I'm specifically talking about the first line of text or words in your content. Some examples of pretty common hooks are, how do you blank? Don't panic, but blank. The secret to blank. A good hook is a hook that is specific enough that it will immediately make sense to your target audience. It might challenge their perspective. It might emphasize a feeling they have, or it may be the answer to one of their biggest problems. Mistakes many social media managers make is using the terms that their client or themselves use in the hook rather than the language that the audience is actually using. An example of this would be a social media manager saying something like, "Want to get better reach on Instagram?" Reach is typically a term used by social media professionals, not necessarily clients. If a client sees this, there's a chance that they're going to have no idea what you're talking about. But other social media managers will see this and know exactly what you're talking about. So you'll likely see them as the ones engaging with that post. Side note that if you get a lot of people from the industry engaging on your posts, this might be one of the reasons why. So instead of using "want to get better reach on Instagram," we'll swap it out with language that clients typically use. So something like "want to get more visible on Instagram." We've removed the industry jargon and are using the direct language of our audience. Want to dive even deeper into these topics and more like it? I'm talking finding high-paying clients, creating packages that sell, advanced marketing strategies, content creation, metrics and insights, portfolios, launching your business, and even how to become a social media manager. I have a full program suite of 8 self-study courses for you so that you can build and grow a profitable social media management business, have consistent income, work with dream clients, and scale without getting hit with burnout. Plus, I've done a lot of the hard work for you. You'll get templates, scripts, and so much more. Learn more about the Social Media Manager Incubator Program Suite by visiting my website, Details and links are in the show notes for you. When it comes to a hook, the length of it matters. The shorter and more concise it is, the better it'll perform. If you have a longer hook, this isn't the end-all be-all, but 9 times out of 10, content that has a hook that is one short sentence will outperform those with longer ones, simply because more people will read it. Think about it from a user perspective. We're on social media to be entertained. We want quick, snappy content. Anything that looks like a novel or like it'll take any kind of effort to read, I'm skipping it. It isn't worth my time or energy. It could be the most groundbreaking, life-changing piece of content that's ever and will ever be posted. But if it looks like it's going to take me an extra 0.5 seconds to read it, I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to completely miss out on it. And by me, I mean like the average social media user. The length specifics vary based on the platform and the type of content you're posting, but a good rule of thumb is 1 to 2 lines max, like on the screen. If you're on lines 3 and 4, you're really pushing it and your hook better be really strong. Anything longer than that and it's not a good hook. So how do we write hooks that are the right length but also aren't boring? We don't get a lot of words, so we need to make them good. This is where power words come in. Power words are words that, when you hear them, trigger an emotional reaction. So if you wanted to trigger curiosity, for example, you might use words like be the first, or insider, or behind the scenes. When people hear these, they subconsciously think, ooh, what is it? I want to know. There are lists of 700 plus power words that you can find on Google. Some are better than others, but they can definitely go a long way. TikTok creators have hooks nailed down to a science. So when I need some inspiration, I'll go over to TikTok's creative library. This is free for anyone to use, and it'll let you narrow down your search to the top ads running on TikTok currently based on location, industry, audience. And what I love to use it for is just to see what they're using for hooks and how I can apply that formula or feeling to my own or to my clients' content. I also love to follow copywriters on social media. Some of them will even share a bunch of hook ideas in their carousels from time to time, which is incredibly helpful, but they often share tips about writing good hooks too that are great. Maha Copy Co. writes sales copy for websites, but they also have some of the best carousels that have hook ideas. They have no idea I'm talking about them, but if you want to check out their Instagram, I'll link it in the show notes for you. And the last place to look for hook inspiration is in the content you're already consuming. When you stop to watch a video or read a carousel or take a moment to analyze what was it about that piece of content that made you do that? What did the hook make you feel? How was it phrased? If you have other places you found that are great resources for finding inspiration as hooks, I'd love to hear about it. And I would love for you to consider sharing it with other social media managers inside my free self-hosted social media manager only community. There's loads of resources and questions that get asked there every day, and there's been some really amazing things shared over there. The link is in the show notes for you. And if you want to be able to create binge-worthy content for your clients, you'll learn how to create content that the algorithms love, master graphic design for social media, how to use Canva for your clients, plan a social media feed like a pro, plus copywriting and short-form video editing inside my class, Content Bootcamp. Not only will you get immediate access to the curriculum and templates, but you'll also get practice exercises for graphic design, copywriting, and video editing that you can submit for feedback from me. Or you can get feedback on content you've created for yourself or your clients. Learn more about the class and enroll by going to sugarpunchmarketing.com/content. The link is in the show notes for you. Hope you found this helpful. I'll be back next week with part 2 of this series, where we're diving into the visibility strategy that is video editing. If you have any friends who are social media managers or marketers, share the link to this episode with them and help them out. And if you're not already following this podcast, make sure you hit the follow button, the plus button in Apple Podcasts, or the subscribe button on YouTube so you can get brand new episodes delivered straight to your app every Friday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Learn more about my digital template shop, online courses, and mentorship program by going to my website at sugarpunchmarketing.com. And while you're there, make sure you join my safe, supportive community created exclusively for social media managers. It's 100% free to join and packed with really amazing resources, trainings, and people. See you next time.